This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last couple of days, I was just scanning through and I got a chance to read Chris Hayes' story on the NCAA in the dark period, and certainly something that I've been thinking about a lot. Since they keep pushing it back and back and back further. And Chris is kind enough to join us. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time this evening on a busy night. Who won the game? Who won your game, Seminole or what? You there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, who ended up winning your game tonight? I was watching your tweets.
Seminole beat Bartram Trail.
There you go. First of all, I mean, obviously for people listening out here, you and I've been friends for a while, and certainly I respect everything that you write about and all your evaluations on the kids. And then when I read this, I just said, wow, you kind of hit a nerve with a lot of people. It's something that a lot of people have been talking about. Maybe not for the 5 and 4 stars, but for those kids who are hanging in the balance, this is some important time that they're missing out, not getting exposure from the college coaches. Talk about this and what kind of prompted you to write that.
Yeah, definitely. As we saw last summer specifically, the trend became that any of your 4, 5 and even 3-star players were committing very early because they saw what other players were doing and they wanted to find their spots because COVID was creating the issue because of there being no campus visits, no coaches coming to spring football, no coaches camps in the summertime. So there were, I think in our area, 30 commitments before even August to Power 5 football conferences. And so with that in mind, the spots filling up, all the fringe kids, they really had to scramble when it came time in December for the early period, and then even February it was worse. They didn't have any place to go.
I mean, and the thing is, as we were talking earlier with Coach Satterfield from Louisville, it's been such a craziness because of the fact that you really can't. He says that they're going to make Zoom as a part of their regular recruiting even when things get better, because he says he's finding out a lot more on Zoom than he ever could, you know, with all the restrictions in place. But you would think, and I would think, Chris, and I'm sure you would agree, that this is the time where you need the exposure. This is the time where they haven't, and he even admitted that he hasn't been, his coaches haven't been out in 13 and a half months. 13 and a half months. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's crazy.
And look at the class of 2022 in high school now. They had to suffer through last year because the 2021 was getting all the play, and now they're going to go through the same thing again. Have they said anything? Now you're going to go through an entire spring without any colleges coming on campus. And you know as well as I do, that's when 300, 400, 500 colleges from all over the country just spread themselves around Florida. And again, they're missing out on all this exposure. Are you surprised? And this, to me, I'm surprised there's not more lawsuits from parents who are going to sue the NCAA for obstructing their kids from getting any exposure. And they're going to have to pay for it in the end, financially.
I am surprised, and I think it's kind of because parents don't realize what they can do, maybe don't have the means through which to do to file lawsuits.
Right, right.
But I think they do have some legs to stand on there as far as that goes. And we're talking about two straight springs now that there's going to be really no recruiting, in particular in person, with the coaches coming on campus to watch practice, watch spring games. And you and I both know those are the situations where even the fringe kids get seen because a coach will come out to your team if you got a 4 or 5 star player.
Sure.
And they'll see the other kids, and these kids can make a mark.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Hayes from the Orlando Sentinel joining us, and obviously with UCF and having a new coach in Gus Malzahn, you know as well as I do, those 7-on-7s right after school ends are invaluable. They get all those teams on campus, and certainly the team camps. Have we heard anything in the, you know, from the colleges as far as if the summer camps are going to be able to go?
Well, as you know, May 31st is the deadline for the current dead period. And the NCAA has said by April 15th, they will have a plan in mind, a plan to unfold for the rest of the summer and then throughout the fall, I guess. And that will leave a lot of those camps in the balance there.
Well, we'll be following you. I know you'll do a follow-up, and whenever you get one, tag us on it. We'll spread it around to everybody. And obviously, it's a very important issue. Chris, again, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. We'll hook up with you soon.
It's great to talk to you, Blue, and I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, man. Chris Hayes from the Orlando Sentinel wraps it up for a Tuesday evening. Thank you, Matt Wilson. Don't forget,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.